Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. Breathe into that sweet space of peace, acknowledging all the beautiful people that are here in person on Zoom, and all the people who will hear this meditation on my website, too. I'm excited about that being a possibility again. And so I know that we can just take a few minutes and settle in deeply and easily, maybe wriggle around a little bit until you feel really comfortable. You might want to stretch something or wiggle something or giggle, whatever feels good to get in the mood. To just contemplate Abraham's wisdom and the joy that they bring to us on a regular basis. So this quote is from the Abraham Live Workshop on April 5th, 2023. And the questioner said, "At night I seem to let the negative thoughts creep in. When's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? And I want to silence those. And I do a lot of emotional guidance scale and asking if I'm savoring or suffering. So I'm working on all that, but I want to know how I get the hamsters in my head to quiet down at night." And Abe said, "We would start by not wanting to quiet the hamsters in your head, but by activating the good feeling hamsters. In other words, you can't silence what the law of attraction is bringing to you. You just make different choices. You can't stop thinking about something because as you decide you're not going to think about it, you're thinking about that thing you don't want to think about. It's like voting for something. There are those who really do vote for the person or the policies that they support. But there are so many people that push against that they're casting a vote for the very thing that they're pushing against. So all the people that are voting for that and are aligned with it are casting the vibrational vote. But also the people who don't want that are casting that vibrational vote. And what happens with most of the electorate is that they're canceling each other out because they're all casting their vibrational vote in opposition to what they really think they're casting their vote for. So we think this statement that we're going to make to you right now is really at the heart of what you're reaching for. We don't think you really want to silence your mind or quiet the hamsters. What you're looking for is the flowing of things that match your inner being. Because when you're in sync with your inner being, you can lie in an attitude of love and satisfaction and just off to sleep with the most wonderful movie playing in your own mind. You could lie in your bed tonight on your way to slumber and play a soft, slow, quiet game. Just lie in your bed and say, for example, I'm a match to the comfort of this room. I'm a match to the softness of this pillow. I'm a match to the way my body feels on this mattress. I'm a match to the existence of this private place for slumber. I'm a match to my human experience at this time and place. I am a match to being a deliberate creator. I am a match to feeling my way there. I'm a match to understanding how it works. I'm a match to the idea of this understanding, and I'm a match to the things that I'm coming to understand. I'm a match to my own empowerment. I am a match to the idea of empowerment. I'm a match to the idea of happy now, happy now, happy now, and ever after. I'm a match to the beautiful things of this world. I'm a match to the new roses in my garden today and the beautiful yellow flowers at the entrance. I'm a match to the fragrance of the mountain laurel that's in bloom. I'm a match to the fountain that's flowing, even if it's the fountain that's on my phone, that's just the sound of a fountain. I'm a match to nature. I'm a match to the birds that are around me. I'm a match to the squirrel I see every day. I am a match to the balance of this planet. Make the matches that are easy. Don't let this be a process where you try to solve problems. Look for things that are easy a match to. Find harmony with your inner being. This is the most delicious way to go to sleep. It is the fastest way to go to sleep. So we're going to play a little bit with the match game. And think of things that are lovely to be a match to. So I'm going to suggest things, and I'm going to say I'm a match to, but in your own mind, if you liked it, you could say, I'm a match to that. I'm a match to that. I'm a match to that too. So let's just relax and breathe as we settle into this next portion of our meditation. And as we breathe deeply and slowly, we feel that warmth and love in our hearts. And so I'm a match to breathing slowly and deeply right now. I'm a match to being willing to quiet my mind in this time and focus on the soft, slow match game. I'm a match to thoughts that are in harmony with my inner being. I may not always be a match to those thoughts, but right now I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to choose to find thoughts that feel a little bit better, a little bit gentler, a little bit quieter. I'm a match to nature. I'm a match to breathing deeply when I'm outside in fresh air. I'm a match to looking up at the moon. I'm a match to appreciating the moon in all of its phases. I'm a match to the quarter moon and the half moon, the three-quarter moon, the full moon, and the new moon when there isn't even a moon at all. Because then I can see the stars more brightly. I'm a match to loving the night sky. And I'm a match to loving it even when I'm watching clouds going across the moon and seeing sometimes how quickly they move across the sky. I'm a match to appreciating winds at high altitudes that move the clouds swiftly and briskly at night and in the daytime, too. I'm a match to clouds that give me glimpses of beautiful blue sky in little fragments. I'm a match to skies that are bright blue all the way across. I'm a match to gentle rain that nurtures the gardens and the trees and the flowers and the woods. I'm a match to a heavier rain that refills the ponds, the lakes, the rivers, the aquifers. I'm a match to appreciating all of the things that go into making fresh water available to us. I'm a match to a delicious glass of ice water or room temperature water. I'm a match to fresh, clean water to wash my hands in the sink and to take a shower and wash my hair in the shower. I'm a match to wonderful water for bubble baths. And I'm a match to hot tubs. I'm a match to swimming pools. I'm a match to beautiful water and I'm a match to the evaporation of water up into the clouds that go somewhere else and land as rain. I'm a match to appreciating how beautifully Mother Nature balances itself and works in harmony. I'm a match to appreciating the migration of birds right now. I'm a match to going into the woods and seeing an orchard oriole for the first time in this whole year. I'm a match to loving the fact that I have an app that can explain to me that there are vireos and scarlet tanagers and Baltimore orioles and all kinds of warblers in the woods. And even if I haven't seen them yet, I'm a match to appreciating the fact that they're right there. I'm a match to loving the sounds of the woods, particularly right now, when the songbirds are eagerly singing. I'm a match to appreciating that so many of the birds are courting one another and nesting. I'm a match to appreciating the adorable goslings that were born this week. I've seen families of 6 and 5. I'm a match to seeing the cardinal feeding his lady friend. I'm a match to seeing the blue jay feeding his lady friend. I'm a match to seeing the bluebird and the crow carrying nesting materials to their nests. I'm a match to seeing that nature propagates itself and continues to be just amazing. I'm a match to seeing butterflies again this year and dragonflies. I'm a match to appreciating the app that tells me that the 2 little blue butterflies that I saw were the same butterfly are actually different. One's a tailed blue and one's a spring azure. I'm a match to appreciating the silly names of butterflies and birds and dragonflies and nature in general. I'm appreciating the fact that there are biologists who name critters who have good sense of humor or come up with funny sounding things to me that they thought were quite serious. I'm a match to laughing more in my life all the time. I'm a match to being willing to laugh. I am a match to being willing to giggle. I'm a match to chuckling. I'm a match to belly laughs, and I'm a match to things that are funny. I'm a match to funny movies and funny TV shows. I'm a match to friends who have a fun turn of phrase or an easy or terrible pun. I'm a match to friends who make me smile. I'm a match to friends who warm my heart. I'm a match to friends. I'm a match to loving people. I'm a match to looking for things in people to love. I'm a match to appreciating Abraham, who's taught me to appreciate. I'm a match to looking for positive aspects. I'm a match to looking for the sparkle that exists in every scene. I'm a match to appreciating the bee chat that I read this morning from my book, where the beloved said, "We are the sparkle that you see in every scene." I'm a match to realizing that that divine loving energy, that spirit, that source, that inner being exists everywhere. It's not just inside of me, but it's everywhere I look. And I'm a match to exploring this oneness with joy. I'm a match to looking at something amazing like a lizard on my front step yesterday. And I didn't know we had lizards in the neighborhood, and this was such a pretty lizard. And I'm a match to savoring a lizard. And I'm a match to looking on Google to find the meaning of lizards and finding at least one article that said they're lucky. And I decided I would look at that and say, yes, it's lucky. And then I went over and I took a walk in the neighborhood and I saw that they had filled the pool, even though it's not due to be open for another 5 weeks. And that felt lucky. I'm a match to law of attraction, bringing me lovely things, because I fill my mind with lovely thoughts and I fill my heart with lovely feelings. And I'm a match to beautiful kitty cats. I'm a match to hearing my kitty purr. I'm a match to appreciating that other people's kitties purr. I'm a match to appreciating my friends who have adorable puppy dogs. And I'm a match to smiling and delighting in other people's joy. I'm a match to hearing from other people what's working in their lives and savoring the beauty of other people's lives as well as my own. I'm a match to the gorgeous spring flowers, so many flowering trees, some of which are sending white or pink snow out into the air with the petals. I'm a match to recognizing that the flowers that are in bloom keep changing, and watching the daffodils give way to hyacinths, give way to azaleas, and other beautiful, beautiful flowers that are a match to colors and wonders and beauty. I'm a match to beauty. I'm a match to looking around me and seeing things that are beautiful. I can be a match to look around my home and see beautiful things that I have collected and put up somewhere. I'm a match to delighting in the comfort of my rocking chair. I'm a match to savoring a quiet afternoon when I can take the time to, I usually edit photographs now, but take the time to read a book or talk on the phone with a friend or watch a TV show that I recorded earlier in the week. I love having a period of time. I'm a match to having periods of time when I have interesting projects that I feel really good about participating in. I'm a match to loving that the climate changes in this area. And as we move through the year, the seasons change and it gets warmer and then it gets cooler and then it gets warmer and then it gets cooler and then it gets cold. And then it gets warmer again. And I'm a match to appreciating that more and more and more. I'm a match to the fact that the birds have really helped me with that, because I love watching them migrate. And I'm a match to seeing that migration. And it is such a joy to watch the migration happen and more interesting birds come by. I'm a match to recognizing that sometimes I see a bird that hasn't been seen in my park before. And I'm a match to getting a picture of that bird and sending it to a friend who keeps track of the birds in the park. I'm a match to loving that there is so much good in the world. I'm a match to wonderful stories that come to me. I belong to something called the Kindness Challenge on Facebook. And every day I'm a match to people posting beautiful stories of the kindness of people, Sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's strangers. Sometimes people encounter kindness in the strangest places. And I'm a match to appreciating the kindness of people to other people. I'm a match to recognizing that I love being kind too, and acknowledging that it's fun to share and to love and to be present with other people in nice ways. I'm a match to delicious food. I'm a match to eating something that really makes me sing and savor. I'm a match to bringing home a part of my dessert and making it last for 3 days sometimes, because one mouthful of that cheesecake tastes so good. I'm a match to recognizing that life is supposed to be fun. And I'm a match to allowing my life to be more fun in more ways all the time. I'm a match to having fun. I'm a match to appreciating seeing fun. I'm a match to walking by the park and seeing the little children swinging on the swings and exploring going down the slides and feeling so adventuresome. And I'm a match to smiling when I see happy children. And I'm a match to a lot of happy children. There's a lot of children in my neighborhood that go by. And I'm a match to seeing people walk by with their dogs and see how much they love their dogs. And I'm a match to telling parents how cute their kids are or how lovely their dog is. Because people like appreciation coming to their families, whatever makes up their family. I'm a match to something new on a regular basis. I'm a match to appreciating so many things that I've loved for so many years. I'm a match to being open to learn something that I didn't know before. I'm a match to challenging myself occasionally to learn something that I never thought I would learn or even could learn. I'm a match to stepping up to a challenge and finding a way to make it fun. I loved the story when Abraham asked Esther to say what the tens were in her life, and she talked about doing the things that felt like a 10 to her. And then she said this other thing was just a 7. And Abraham said, "We'd rather have you do the tens." And if you're going to do the 7, find a way to make it a 10. So when I have a task to do, I try to find a way to make it a 10. And I'm often a match to a 10. I find something about it that's interesting or entertaining or satisfying. I find a way to be optimistic about the outcome or some piece of the upper half of the emotional scale. And I am often a match to my inner being because I often feel upper half of the emotional scale. I often feel content. I am often a match to counting my blessings. I often feel hopeful because I'm a match to looking for things to be optimistic about. I often feel enthusiastic because I'm a match to allowing myself to trend in ways that gather momentum. And the more momentum I gather, the stronger the positive emotion I feel. And I'm a match to feeling my inner being delighting in my life. That's a good match. I'm a match to feeling the love that my inner being has for me, 24/7, 365. I'm not a match all the time, but when I'm a match and I can feel that love, wow, It's awesome. I love being a match to the love that my inner being has. My inner being is unconditionally loving, and I love sharing that unconditional love when I am feeling significantly and sufficiently loved. I have so much love to share, and I'm a match to sharing love. I'm a match to flowing love. I'm a match to flowing love to lovable people, and I'm a match to Abraham saying, don't love them because they're lovable. Love them because you're a lover. And I'm a match to finding that part of me that is a lover and allowing my love to flow. I'm a match to loving my life. I'm a match to being happy, at least a goodly part of the time. I'm a match to looking for things to be happy about a whole lot of the time. And I'm a match to finding them. As I make the choice to focus, the matches come into view. So as we begin to wrap up this meditation, I invite you to just stretch a little bit and think about being a match to smiling as we come back into our more normal waking consciousness, and look forward to seeing our friends and seeing the smiles on the screen and the Zoom, and maybe hearing the smile in my voice on the recording. So it's a good day, and I am grateful for this opportunity to share the match game with you all. And so it is.